Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You're listening to Roy and Friends. Today's Thursday. The time is now 9. And today's the 16th day of November 2017. The Jewish day today is the 27th of Marcheshvan, 5778. My name is Roy Peretz, and with me at studio, Top Cash Liel Rimon is our Swiss watch and diamond expert. How are you, Liel?
Good morning.
Yeah, you see, welcome to you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear myself.
Can't you?
No.
Maybe. Can you hear yourself now?
No, still.
Are you connected?
I am.
He's always connected.
Maybe something wrong with my ears, so forget about it. Don't worry. Let's keep on.
All right, so who do we have more? We've got with us Peter Feldman. He's our movie whisperer. He's our own blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. He's also an award-winning journalist for his long-standing support of the arts. If no one knows him, this is Peter Feldman.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roy.
Yeah. Please, yeah.
I'm just recovering. I went to see Justice League last night. They had the big premiere out at Monte Cassino. They must have had about 2,000 people there. And I was very lucky because there was a sticker on my box of popcorns, and they said people who had a sticker would win a prize. And I never win anything, so I lifted this popcorn. I don't really like popcorn, so I lifted the popcorn, and there was a sticker underneath. So I got a shaving kit, so now I'll have to shave.
Is it?
Yeah. Tell me, did you wear your Superman outfit? Because I know you're a big fan.
No, I wore my Batman outfit, so no one
Batman.
Could see me.
Yeah. But that's
I flew in and flew out.
But, you know, in my time, I mean, 20 years ago, say, I got so lucky, I thought you'd end up with somebody else but Carla, you know. But now, because I was so lucky, you want a sticker, a shaving cream. I mean, you believe it, what people I'm dealing with. So, anyway, we've got what?
You know the story about Superman and Wonder Woman and the Invisible Man?
No, no idea.
No. Okay, I will tell you after the show because it's not
the Chaim FM.
It's not a family joke. But, How was it?
It was a good, well-made movie. All the superheroes, Flash and Wonder Woman, and all of them came
Cyborg.
Together.
Did Wonder Woman
Aquaman.
Flash?
No, Cyborg wasn't in it. Aquaman was in it. There were only
Cyborg supposed to be.
No, but he wasn't in the movie.
They at least show how they make it.
You're talking about him. Cyborg with a machine.
Yes, Cyborg is one of the.
He's black. No, he was a black character.
African American.
Yeah, well, he's black.
He's African American.
And let me tell you something now. For people who love this sort of thing,
yeah,
great. There's a lot of action, of special effects.
Because before you, everybody said that this movie is well under par, and even our Gal Gadot cannot save the.
She's good. She looks great. And I've given her a lot
she
of.
She always looks great. She's from our Rosh Ha'in.
Well, she's from your country.
Rosh Ha'in. She developed to be 6'2".
Do you know how you say Rosh Ha'in in Afrikaans?
How?
Kopfontein. Rosh in Hebrew, it's head. Ein, it's a fountain. It's a fountain.
A fountain, you're right. You're right. So, what do you have
so
more
she's
today?
She's actually South African.
Kopfontein. From Kopfontein in Israel.
From Kopfontein.
And we've got with us Moshe Starograd.
Good day, morning.
He's an expert in what?
In everything.
In everything. He's got old socks. Yeah. But today, we have with us Jody Zulberg. Jody Zulberg, she's a good friend of mine, and with a lot to say about the average person way of life.
Thanks for having us, guys. No. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
She's the most amazing people. She's one of the most amazing people I know. You know what, I cannot describe her too many things. I can say she's a machine. And you know what, just now, as soon as we get to speak to her, you'll understand why I'm saying a machine. Machine. And what do we have more? So first of all, let's go to a couple of ads. And I'm going to put a song that will talk a lot about what Jody does. So please, please don't feel bad. And for all you guys, I mean, if you want to develop a better... a better bottom part.
Sorry, Roy, rephrase that.
A better booty.
Better booty. So listen carefully to this song, and afterwards you listen to Jody and you understand how to develop that talent. at Botany Girls. And just now you'll understand the connection between that and our next girl, our next guest. And she doesn't have fat bottom, so just understand that. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9 and 19 minutes. Our new studio numbers are 010-140-3020. You can SMS us on air 34519. The system is rebooting, so we're going to get your SMSs just now. You can also WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. We've got with us a very special guest, Jody Zulbeck. How are you, Jody?
Hi, Roy. Thanks for having me.
It's absolutely a pleasure. So what do you think about the song that's played for you?
Oh, God, you kill me.
I killed you.
It's an awesome song, but yeah.
Is any of your, have you, any of your,
I try not to walk around telling people they have fat bottoms, yeah.
You try not to.
I try not to.
Me too. I didn't say it in so many words. It was Freddie Mercury. You can always blame him.
Right. He's not with us anymore. Judging a girl by her bottom, it's not great, eh?
You're trying to motivate her to be like what you like.
I'm trying to motivate her.
Although the fat bottom is coming back in. I don't know what that's about. It's a new fashion thing, that big bottom thing.
Kim Kardashian.
Exactly. The girls come to me, they want a bottom like that. I'm like, why?
Let me tell you, in the old days, I know my wife never listens to me, so I can say, that was the reason I married my wife. And she thought because of a good...
boobs.
No, it wasn't there. No, it was definitely because of
a good bottom.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. She thought because of a nice nature.
You know. No, that's what she told him.
But Jody, in the 1800s, it used to be a fashion. But they used to make dresses that shows a very big duck.
So now that's what the new... this at the moment, that is the fashion. People are having implants into their bottoms to give them a proper booty. It's crazy. You know, we've spent the last 20 years getting rid of the booty. And now they're trying to bring it back.
They don't want this pocket table. They don't want a flat one. They want to have a nice...
You definitely agree with me that it doesn't matter what, as long as you're healthy.
I agree. So that's what it's all about.
What do you mean healthy?
If you're healthy, I mean, if you're healthy,
you're
stop laughing, people. Yes, it's all these people.
No, healthy. I don't know healthy.
I'm saying that I didn't say healthy.
Healthy.
As long as you're healthy.
What are you actually saying? You're saying it doesn't matter what you look like as long as you're healthy.
That's what I think.
I agree with you. And a healthy mind and a healthy body.
Healthy
body. It doesn't matter what your booty looks like.
Being a pawnbroker, Lily, healthy mind doesn't really work for you.
No, it does. It does. It does for everybody. But I was talking about healthy body, definitely, because that's why Jody is here.
You know, I remember before every sport lesson in Israel, they always tell you, Nefesh Briya Beguf Bari. They say, healthy soul in a healthy body.
I agree. It is 100%. It's a healthy mind. You need a healthy mind to achieve a healthy body. And that's what it's about. It's that combination between your healthy mind and healthy body.
But your mind plays such an important role.
It's everything.
I mean, it tells you what to do.
It's 90% of your mind.
That's
your
right.
Discipline, your commitment, your passion, your positive thinking. You're changing your negative self-esteem to your positive self-esteem. It's all about your mind.
So in other
body
words,
follows.
You've got to be positive most of the times, even though
things
happen.
And you have to control,
happen.
Exactly. But Jody, you can control that with your thoughts.
Jody, how long you are doing sports?
So I was quite lucky as a kid. I was always into sports. I was always a bit of a tomboy.
What is a kid? School?
No, school. So I was the girl on the soccer field playing with the boys. And playing
and
tennis.
Beating them hands down.
I know these tomboys. They always did it just to be close to us because they like us.
I've always wanted to. I'm a Gal Gadot wannabe.
Wait. Maybe you are. From what I read about you and I know about you, Gal Gadot cannot do half of what you can do.
Definitely.
So she can play.
Yeah, but she does power in that Wonder Woman costume.
Well, if you have 24 hours a day to do that in the whole of Hollywood to make you look like that.
But let's not take anything away from Gal Gadot. The woman is an inspiration.
But Gal Gadot robot doesn't do half the things. It's all done with special effects. And on the computer, she flies through the air. She does amazing things.
She still looks good.
She still looks good. She's part of the Look Good team.
Exactly.
And Ben Affleck also looks good, despite his age.
And his acting.
Acting. He opens a box. You see it comes out. And then he puts it back in the box.
Oh, my God. No, but let's go back to that. I ask you that because... you got teenage sons.
Yes.
The sports in schools today, it's not what it used to be. Am I right or not?
You know, I think it depends on what school. I think that the parents do push a lot. And I've really tried not to, you know, me being, especially in competitive sport and being you know, in the limelight quite a lot with my sport. I travel overseas, compete at world champs. So I'm quite... you know, in my own right, quite, I wouldn't like to use the word obsessive, but I am very committed to my sport and my achievements. And I've spent a lot of time making sure that my children enjoy their sport and it's not really about the outcome. You know what I mean? I'm not pushing them to be the best sportsman in the world and you don't have to go to the Olympics and you don't have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to train.
It's not always.
But it's about the mind. So,
exactly.
So when they're stressing, like my oldest son is writing matric at the moment and it's stressful and he's, you know, sitting with these books in front of him 24 hours a day and I'll go in the room and I'll close the books and I'll say, you know, babe, go for a run.
Let's go.
Go and run for 20 minutes, clear your head. It's good for your head. Not so much about the achievements and having to, you know, I'm not one of those pushy moms that stand on the side of the field screaming and shouting and go do it, do it, do it. You know, they must do the best they can do as long as they want to. But they don't have to, you know, be as competitive as I've been in my sporting career. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. It's
not
a built-in
everybody.
Something
it's
you win.
It's not for everybody.
You're born with
so what,
something.
What is it? What makes you competitive?
I enjoy it. I get excited. It thrills me. I enjoy racing. But listen, just as much, I enjoy going out for a slow, easy run or a coffee ride and being with my friends and the social side of it. So I enjoy both sides of sport.
Okay.
I love, you know...
Because, you know, before the show, Roy told me that, she's a lady. I'm taking her...
no, I didn't know that.
In 100 meters, I'm taking her by 50
no
meters. Don't lie now in front of the
no
microphone.
Roy can still ask you.
Let me tell you. Ooh, machine. If I tell you a machine. So tell me, explain to us, what is the cognitive behavioral therapy?
So cognitive behavioral therapy it's actually a very old form of psychology. It was developed by Aaron Beck, who's a psychiatrist. And he found with the psychology and the psychiatry and seeing patients, especially with anxiety and depression, he wasn't really getting the success and especially the holding, you know, so there would be short-term success. They would come out of depression for a short time and go back into depression. With cognitive behavioral therapy, you are enabling and giving your patient or your client tools to self-moderate their own thoughts. So... we follow our emotions, follow our thought patterns, and our behavior follow our emotion. So if you are having negative, like imagine me coming onto the radio today. Now, if I spent the morning thinking to myself, ooh, I've got a terrible voice, I can't go on radio, I'm nervous, I'm not going to know what to say, and I'm negative talking myself down,
yeah,
I'm going to get anxiety, my heart's going to be pumping, I'm going to be sweating, I'm going to be panicking, I'm going to be hysterical, and my behavior is that I'm going to get here, I'm going to be shy, I'm going to shut down, and I'm not going to be able to speak.
You know, many people are like this. That's
exactly,
why we like to meet
exactly
them outside a little bit,
yeah,
and talk a little bit and laugh. And then,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if they can stop their thoughts, like stop that negative thought process, interrupt that negative thinking, and say, I'm going to be fine. A million people do this. I speak every day. I can speak. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to talk to friends, and I'm going to be okay. And you positive self-talk yourself, you won't have that anxiety and that nervous, hysterical feeling. And I'm just using this as an example, but I mean, you can put this in any case in your life, you know?
So you're saying that I can run 70 kilometers. I just need to think positively.
So, exactly. No.
I'm
okay.
Going out. I'm coming
not
back.
You.
And
not
no,
you.
You're 100% right, not, because if you train, if you say that you can do it and believe you can do it and start training towards it, I will promise you that you can. Do you know that I got beaten?
No,
I ran.
Don't promise.
Anybody can. I ran the New York Marathon a couple of years ago, and I will never forget this as long as I live. I was on the start line, and it was freezing. Hey, it was so I couldn't feel my feet, and I'm standing next to a girl who takes her prosthetic leg off and gives it to me to hold, and she says, "Just hold this for me for a second." And she took the sock that was on her stump off, and she was just adjusting it. She had three neuromas on her stump.
Oui.
She put her sock back on, put her leg back on, and beat me. She ran a 3-hour New York marathon. She beat me that day.
No, I know. I know now.
I know it's not a joke, but
anybody, I'm telling you, there's no such thing as can't. But you have to say it to yourself. You have to believe it, and then you have to.
I met Natalie Detoit a couple of times, and there is real Wonder Woman in this world, definitely.
But you have to. You have to talk yourself up. I think as humans, our biggest problem is that we negative self talk ourselves. You know, we're so busy thinking negatively about ourselves. We doubt ourselves. You know, if we just kind of a lot of the time saw ourselves as others see us, we would have, you know, so much.
Guys, we're talking. The time is now 9:29. Sorry. We're talking to Jody Zolberg. And please, any questions, guys, 010-140-3020. Our lines, WhatsApp 061-895-1019. You can also SMS us. It'll cost you $1.50, 34519. We've got SMS from the idiots have a nice face. Shame they want to sit on it all day.
I think it's about the bottom conversation that we had in the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, I've got another one.
That's beautiful women with beautiful bodies. Don't want to do nothing, just have a...
There's another one. Egypt is in Africa. A person from Egypt in America is also an African-American, but you would not call him black.
I don't know if Trump will let him in so quick.
I don't know. I promise you. But I'm going to put some... Beautiful song from, you know what? We'll talk about bicycles because I know you're great on bicycles. So we're gonna talk just now about bicycles, and because of that, you know, I just wanna tell you something. I love Queen.
This is a great song.
I don't know if you figured
out. I sing the song often.
Is it?
I love the song.
So we're gonna come back after the song and a couple of ads. So I just want to talk about bicycle race. What can you say about bicycle race?
I love riding my bicycle. You know, there's a freedom in riding my bike, and I'm happy to pedal along a beach or ride through a game reserve. But I really, racing my bicycle is probably one of my favorite. You know, I do Ironmans, so I swim and I run, but racing my bicycle, there's an adrenaline. And I think that it's probably got a lot to do with the danger that's involved in it. It's fast, it's aggressive, it's
a lot of people falling off.
Yeah, there's crashes, there's skill.
Jody, you said riding through a game park or game reserve. I'm sure you imagine the adrenaline will really pump, because if you see a lion coming towards you,
you just stop.
You are going to ride.
You just stop. So my husband's actually got quite a funny joke that he talks about, especially like at Ironman, when you're swimming in the sea with sharks, and you know you're swimming, there's been sharks spotted, and they'll say, don't worry, we've put these things in the water, and they chase the sharks away, and he says, as long as you swim next faster than the person next to you, you're okay.
That's the first rule of business.
Just be faster than the person next to you. Exactly.
We've got a competition going.
Yes, we are giving away 5 double tickets to 2 shows, Roy. One is Janice Honeyman's 30th pantomime.
Yeah.
It's called Pinocchio, and it's got a stellar South African cast.
We have to give it up today, guys. We have to give it up
we
today.
We have to give the tickets away today.
I have to.
Please SMS and please send a WhatsApp. You've got people like Toby Cronier, Ilse Klink, Andre Schwartz. They're all in the play. And it's a pantomime. It's every year they do it. It's fun. It's for the children as well as for the adults. There's lots of music. There's lots of in-jokes. Socio-political comments are there. Product placements. And you need to tell me what number is this pantomime. She's done, I mentioned earlier on, many pantomimes, but give the number.
I've just got a clue for this riddle for today, because we're going to need it. The number is bigger than 29, but smaller than 31. Let's see if we can do that.
Terrible. All right, guys. Don't forget, it's 010-140-3020, and our WhatsApp lines are 061-895-1019. SMS is through to 34519.
And these tickets are for a matinee, which is 3 o'clock, at Joburg Theatre, and that'll be on the 26th of November. So that's when Pinocchio's tickets are. Then the other competition is Rock of Ages. This is the biggest, wildest, and most unforgettable year-end party to hit Johannesburg. It's insanely funny, they say. It's got high energy with a number of hit musical numbers that many of us know. Rockabye. It's a sing-along, dance in the aisle party show. And it's on at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City from the 17th of November until the 10th of December. Now, what you have to tell us, either an SMS or WhatsApp, is where is it being staged? Where at Gold Reef City is it being staged? And these tickets are for the 22nd of November at 8 o'clock, and that is next Wednesday night. So we have just less than a week. So if you want tickets to see this rocking show, please respond now or within the next couple of hours. Thank you.
All right. Let me tell you what we have in the meantime, though. So we've got like this. I would like to win tickets for the 30th pantomime. That's the one guy.
Hey.
You got it.
Yep. Then the other one.
But Roy, you said the answer.
I didn't say that. Did I? And that's what he says. His name is Lester Nice. So
Lester Nice, you got two tickets for Pinocchio.
Yeah, and what do we have? We've got another one saying 29 and a half.
Oh, and he will be right. I'm sorry. But you're not getting tickets, bro.
Then we've got another one. Is the second prize get four tickets? Then we've got the 30 is the answer, Craig Gerber.
Again, you said the answer. But Greg, you are a winner, bro.
And another one, Lyric Theater, Trevor Norskin.
Bro, you're horrible at it.
Am I?
You're horrible.
Why am I horrible?
Because you're telling the answers.
I told
to anybody.
You told the answers. Huh? You told the answers.
No, I gave a clue. It's a big difference. I gave a clue. A clue is something very broad. That you, it can be anything.
Anything between 29 and 31. Yeah.
One guy got it 29 and a half.
Yes. Believe it or not, this is us. So.
Keep on sending the
your
messages,
answers,
guys. Yes,
yes.
Yes. We're looking for 10 people after
yeah.
for
10
two,
people,
two
shows.
Different shows. Yeah, and everybody gets a double ticket, and it's awesome, awesome shows.
And it's for free.
Take advantage.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, and listen to Roy, he will tell you the answer.
I don't want people to guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't want people to guess.
Why?
I mean, think about it. Let me tell you the logic
Let
behind
them walk
that.
The market.
You know, not everyone is that clever. I wasn't clever. Like I got married like when I was 23. And everybody
clever.
Told me, no, it's not so bad. You know, it's not so bad. Just
right,
go for it.
7 billion people in the world. Not everybody. It's 1 in 7 billion do this horrible mistake. It's fine. It's happened. So it's you.
No, only one is married my wife, but the rest is married other people.
Exactly what I said. No, I only meant that.
Thank you. I'm sure my wife will appreciate it a lot.
I've got a question for Jody because this is why we all gathered today.
Yeah.
We spoke about healthy mind.
Mm-hmm. Then
that is very very important. is very very important to the way of life. Tell me a day in your life.
A day
what,
in my life.
What are you doing?
So I've got to balance my training, which is very specific for different events. So when I'm training for Maccabi Games, or now I've got two big races coming up, then my training is quite heavy. So it feels like my life balance is a little bit out of whack.
Let's forget about it.
Okay, so I wake
up in December in the holidays.
Oh, December in the holidays, I have a wonderful life. I wake up, I train for 5 hours.
Thank you,
in December.
Yeah, it's my favorite. It's like a training camp.
That's what I'm
it's my
saying.
Best. I've got all my friends. You've got no stress, no work.
Eating must be there. Doesn't
no, no.
matter
so
where
I really,
you are.
I train hard in December. I eat. You know, I strongly believe in the 80-20 rule. Generally, 80% of the time. I eat healthy, I live healthy, I don't drink alcohol, I stick to my training program, but 20% of the time I have to live.
I thought it's 20-80 rule.
Nah,
that's what you're doing wrong.
It's 80-20. But 20% of the time I do live. I drink wine and I eat chocolate and I skip training and I relax. So I think that's the longevity in my racing life. You know, I mean, I'm not going to give away my age, but I've been racing for a long time, and I think that is what has given me the ability to keep racing at this level for such a long time. Is that I do give myself off time, and I do give myself permission to back down, have a glass of wine, chill, and enjoy the. Enjoy life at the end of the day. That's just more important.
That's the whole idea. The whole idea of us being and talking and having fun. I mean, I don't think there's anything You know, people are getting too serious.
Yeah, I
agree. I have to go to work. I have to do that. I have to do that. And when you wake up in the morning and you see, you know what? What I've got, it's so much.
Exactly. I agree.
Even if you don't have too much. I mean, if you compare yourself. Don't compare yourself to the guys on top. Compare yourself with the guys at the bottom. The guys who wake up in a tin shack. You've got more. Be happy. But
it's about feeling fulfilled. It's about looking at yourself in the mirror at night and saying, how was my day? Did I do okay? I did okay. I feel fulfilled. You know, I made a difference. If I can make a difference in my life to one person that changes their life in a more positive way, that becomes a happier person for having met me or me having inspired them in any way, I'm done. I've done a great job. I'm happy with that, you know.
Jerry, I just want to ask you something. A lot of the athletes have trainers.
Yeah.
You don't have a trainer.
I do. No, no,
do you
no,
have
I
a
do.
Trainer?
I
That's what I wanted to talk
do.
About.
And what's interesting is my coach, his job in my view,
yes.
I mean, I'm a hard trainer. I
yes.
want to work harder. And what frustrates me is if I'm having a bad day or I'm feeling
you
not great.
You need someone to push you.
No, I will push myself harder. What he does is he says to me, Joe, you're obviously tired. You're obviously not feeling well. You need to take a few days off.
So he's your balance.
He puts the reins on me and says, you know, your numbers are not, because it's all number based and a lot about, you know, my heart rate and power and whatever. And he'll say to me, you're looking tired. You need to take 2 days with absolutely no training. My husband is also really good at that, but he'll tell you that I listen to everyone else, but not him. But he can sense when I start getting, when I get irritable or ratty or moody, he'll say to me, you're training too hard. You need to back down because you're hitting that red zone where I start overtraining.
How long have you been married?
23 years.
Yeah. So it's a nice
24.
Balance.
She's 24.
When I was one.
Don't laugh. Rebecca was 3 when she married Isaac.
You see, I'm just.
He was 40. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I'm Rebecca. That's exactly.
No. God forbid.
I'll be 27. I'll be 27 this year.
You know. Let me tell you something. You know, people live, and all the frustrations and all the bad things that happen to them. It's all. I take it as jealousy, because when you take a little kid, you know, till the age of 3, you'll see kids. They're always happy.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
They don't know nothing.
No, hold on. They know a lot.
They know everything.
They don't know anything. So it works like this. So you're born, you're happy, unless something bad happened to you. And then after the age of 5, 6, you become to be like grown up, and then you're unhappy unless something nice is coming to you. Meaning, a normal person in the street is unhappy normally, and then he walks in the street and if you tell him a joke, he's happy for that period of time. Then he stops being happy.
So outside influence influences your feelings.
Yeah, but no. What I'm saying is, our norm, which is, I think, terrible, our norm is being unhappy. I don't think unhappy,
but being like, we are competitive people.
But I think life is stressful.
And
I think people are under a huge amount of pressure.
Stressful.
We live under a huge amount of stress. Other than, you know, the pressure we put on ourselves, life is stressful and life is busy, and it's important to cut yourself some slack. You know, look, people will say to me, how do I find the time to work and train and have the kids and family and life? And I cut myself some slack. It's not always perfect. It's not always in perfect sync. You know, sometimes I'm definitely
She's got wonderful kids. I really adore the kids.
Other people call it alcohol. Yeah.
Sometimes a glass of wine is what it takes, and that's okay as well.
Yeah, but that's moderation. People, I'm talking about the guys that taking the pick and pay trolley
to the
bus
shop. They confuse that 80-20 rule there, you know.
But they got to know what they're doing, the guys taking the trolley.
But it isn't amazing. I mean, I'm talking to your psychological part of your
being.
I mean, I was looking really. I'm always looking at people, working with people day in, day out, and I can see people are normally unhappy.
They are. They're stressed. The stress levels are insane. It's
you
crazy.
Know, I look, and it's for my opinion, 90% of this unhappiness comes from jealousy. Instead of envy, jealousy is a bad thing.
No, I agree with you.
When you're little, you don't know jealousy.
Yeah.
You don't compare nothing. You're happy. You take your toy, you cry, give your toy back, you're happy. Then you become older, and then you look at a half empty glass, and then
you look at Facebook.
I think that it actually goes a little bit deeper than that. I think that jealousy is the surface, the result of self-esteem issues, to be honest. I think I think that it goes deeper than that. I think people have got such negative self-esteems and such, you know, they really are hard on themselves. And then, and like I said earlier, you know, that, that negative self-talk. So your result is to be jealous of people around you. You know, 100%. If you're feeling bad about yourself, you're going to hate people around you that are looking like they're doing well, you know. So
they're looking like doing well. This is the
That's also exactly. Everyone looks like they're doing well from the outside, but everyone's got their own drama going on the inside. You know, we all 100%. Just coping.
But you know what? We're not all just coping. We're actually living well.
Yeah.
We're actually happy people.
Absolutely.
You wake up in the morning, look at yourself and say, you know what? I'm very happy. Yeah. I'm not dead. First of all, I'm one of 250,000 people didn't wake up this morning.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Isn't there a saying that if you walk a mile in somebody else's shoes, you'll get some idea of what that person's going through?
Yeah. So that's how I feel. You know, you can't judge other people. People are going through a hard time. There are people that, you know, don't wake up feeling lucky. They're having a hard time. But you know, you can change your day just a little bit by positive self-talk, by thinking more positively, by doing something more positive. You can just, you know, you may still be in a really rough patch and be going through a hard time, but you can make it a little bit better by doing something positive.
You know, as Roy said, you know, jealousy, and it's right, because we're living in a very different era, very materialistic world, you know? Mm-hmm.
Competitive.
And then competitive. Your wife wakes up in the morning, hey, look at the neighbors, they got a beautiful car. Why don't we have it, man? You know?
Like Queen Madonna said, you remember?
Yeah.
That's right. You know what I mean? Materials. So, and then, indirectly, you become jealous. You want to do, I want whatever he got.
Yeah.
And it starts. But, you know, maybe it's pushing you good. But
it's called keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know what? Our time is almost running out. I can't believe it. There's so many things I want to speak to Jody. I'm sure would you come back again, Jody?
I'll come back again.
Will you run back?
One thing we didn't touch is we talk about the mind.
No, we're still going to.
We talk about the mind, Roy, but.
I want to talk about dedicate a show to the mind.
You've got to be mindful of that.
Peter, mind your own business. what I wanted to say that if you live a healthy lifestyle, if you eat right, if you exercise, it helps your mind. Roy said,
I agree.
90% of the people are in bad mood and whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's also not only because of jealousy and materialism.
Because
stuff
the marriage,
like this,
it's, you got to
and not even married people. I'm telling
you. Know what
you,
they say about
don't
exercise.
Take this from us. Yeah.
It's the cheapest antidepressant.
It's the
it raises your serotonin levels.
Listen,
you feel better about yourself.
You know what's
it doesn't matter what it is. So
she
I'm
says
not saying,
it's
but it's also it. But
I'm
it's
not saying
also
you've got to go out and do an Ironman and run, whatever.
No,
you can do
all.
Yoga. You can go for a swim. You can walk the dog. It doesn't matter what you do. Mm. But as long as you're moving.
You must see Roy do the yoga. he can flex.
Can you touch your toes, Roy?
He can.
Can
he can
you?
Touch a lot of things. Listen, but what we're going away from the subject.
Yeah.
I'm saying that a healthy mind, if your body is healthy and you're keeping it, and it's hard because the air that we're breathing outside is poisonous.
But you do the best that you can do. You eat the best that you can eat and you...
Not everybody. That's like...
No, so
everybody.
What I'm saying is that if you do, you feel like you've rewarded yourself.
You will feel better.
You will.
I want to ask you something. You did the Maccabi Games.
I did.
And you got a gold medal.
I got a gold medal for the time trial.
And you got a silver for the road race.
For the road race,
tell
yes.
me, how was it?
Oh, it was the most incredible experience. There are a lot of very, very talented Jewish people out there. I was so impressed with
don't
the standard.
Don't lie because we are
really No. Let me tell you something. I thought I'd go in there and I'd be, you know.
A big shot.
So my biggest lesson, and this was a beautiful thing to actually find. You know, in South Africa I race, and I'm quite a tenacious, headstrong girl. And I think that gives me an edge in my racing. When I arrived in Israel at the Maccabi Games, I found... There was a very big Israeli contingency. They've got a huge national cycling team, the ladies cycling
team.
We
love cycling.
Very, very strong cycling team.
In Israel, about 40% of the people cycle.
But strong. I mean, they've got, you know, coaches and training camps, and they take their cycling very seriously. But what I found with the ladies,
they don't have the river. And we
they don't have the river on the weekend. Yeah. But no, the girls...
My brother is a coach of a women team. Yeah.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah.
The girls are all strong.
Just let her finish.
Yeah, just let me finish.
Just let her finish her thought.
So the girls are all strong. They are a whole bunch of little me's. Every one of them, you know, they've all been to the army and they've all got that survival instinct. They arrive there to win. You know, someone actually said to me in Israel, you win or you die. So there was no option. You go as hard as you can. And that was what was so tough. And these girls were tough competitors. It was amazing. It was an incredible experience.
I mean, how tough?
No, it was tough that someone beat me in the road race.
She only came second.
I came second.
Terrible, terrible.
No one remembers the people who come second.
I know. That's why I have to hold on to my time trial.
I want to just to say our goodbyes, guys. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for Jody for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Roy.
You see the people sitting outside say, get the hell out of the studio. I'm not going away. I'm staying here. So. Let me tell you something.
Have a great Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos, first of all. Give us your message.
Do one thing today that's going to make you feel better about yourself.
Don't divorce any people. Eh? Don't divorce.
Don't. Do one thing for yourself today that will make you feel better about yourself when you go to sleep tonight.
Jody, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you so much, Neil. Thank you so much. What's your name?
Moishi.
Thanks.
My name is Roy Peretz. I will signing out. The time is now 9:55. Please keep the Yiddish people busy.